Sharing successful ideas across national borders to help transform developing countries in the Southern Hemisphere remains a challenge, but it's really making a difference. That's according to Jorge Chediek, director of the UN Office for South-South Cooperation and envoy of the Secretary General on the issue, speaking ahead of the annual Global South-South Development Expo taking place back where it all began at UN headquarters in New York on Wednesday. He told Laura Quinones of UN News that many developing countries don't have the means to share some of their best ideas, and traditional North-South links still dominate organizational thinking in some areas.
The Expo is an event where people get together and share experiences on how South-South cooperation is contributing to solving development challenges. We expect participants from over 100 countries presenting their experiences and establishing new partnerships for the future. We have the commitment also of 25 to 30 United Nations agencies, over 50 intergovernmental bodies that will also participate, so it represents a great networking and showcasing opportunity. At the same time, it also is a great opportunity for the diplomats in New York who participate in the deliberations of South-South cooperation at the policy level here, they can have a first-hand opportunity to learn in practice how South-South cooperation is impacting their own countries.
The first South-South Cooperation Expo was here in New York, and after many years, you're back. How is that important?
Well, the first one took place exactly 10 years ago. This is the 10th anniversary, and most times it took place in other headquarters cities of the UN. In the last 2 years, it took place in partner countries like the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, and the last year in Turkey. But we decided to have it this year in New York, taking into account that is the last conference that will take place before the last expo that will take place before the United Nations conference that will take place in March of 2019 in Argentina. So this is a great opportunity to showcase again to the people who will be negotiating the vision for the next few years, how South-South cooperation is really working in practice. So we thought it would be a good opportunity to come back at the first of the 10-year cycle to the origin. Future years will continue. We plan to continue having the expo in other venues.
There will be a publication on good practices of South-South cooperation published on the day, the first day of the conference. Can you talk to us about it?
Yes, there is a publication. We asked United Nations organizations and other intergovernmental organizations and countries to give us best practices on South-South cooperation, how South-South cooperation is really making a difference. And we received many proposals and many suggestions, and we put together a compilation of 107 practices that are supported by UN agencies, by countries, by other partners, and that publication will be launched in the 6 UN official languages in the first day, and it will also be made available through portals and through other electronic means, so everybody will have access and can utilize that contribution to utilize those experiences and also to continue sharing and building a broader database. All the practices are associated with the Sustainable Development Goals. So the 17 Sustainable Development Goals have practices on South-South and triangular cooperation that are supporting their achievement.
Currently, what are the biggest challenges for South-South cooperation?
The biggest challenges are the institutional framework of South-South cooperation. Many developing countries don't have the mechanisms to share what they do. Some countries also do not have mechanisms to identify their demand, their supply, also what they can contribute, and also to organize their demand for South-South cooperation. Most cooperation organizations also were created to develop the traditional North-South cooperation. Also, in many countries, the mobilization of resources is a challenge. After all, they are all countries of the South. They have developmental issues, and it's very difficult for them to justify committing resources to assist other countries. So there has been significant progress in all those issues in the last few years. And we are very confident that after the Buenos Aires Plus 40 conference that will take place in March of 2019, we'll have progress and mechanisms to improve all these conditions, to have more and better South-South cooperation, to achieve the 2030 agenda.